Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, Braves has done an amazing job. Being just coming in from OTAs, you know, he stood in here and told us, you know, what we were going to do and building the team and building connections and just, you know, coming together, getting close. And him as a former player, not just a former player, but a great player. You know, he knows how to get people going. He knows how to get us going. And I mean, you could call it getting under our skin a little bit. He likes to talk. But I mean, it's fun. It's good energy, and you know we love playing for him, and we'll do whatever we got to do to go out there and get wins.
So that was Christian Gonzalez last night talking about Mike Vrabel after he snubbed him in the post game hallway. But that right there does sound like a guy that likes his coach and the buttons that he's pushing and playing for him and all that, Ted. So Okay, I'm not going to worry about it.
Nothing to see here.
I'm not going to worry about it until they come to a contract impasse and we're wondering if Gonzo's coming back. But if that's the case, we'll look back to this day. 617-779-7937. Before we get to Fitzy's three-point stance, let's squeeze in a phone call. Got a defensive question for Ted, according to the screener, Matt in Brighton. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on? First of all, big fan, Ted. Big fan.
Thank you,
big
sir.
Big fan.
Appreciate that.
I have a defensive question. Yep. It seemed like the Jets last night, when they went up, beat, like when they were moving quickly through the downs, it seemed like Justin Fields was able to get out and run. How come they didn't play a different kind of defense, like have a shadow guy looking at him everywhere he went? Because I think they could have shut them out last night if they played that style of defense. What do you think?
Well, thanks for the call, Matt.
Yeah, I think they, you know, I think they were a little caught off guard by all the quarterback design runs to start the game, the zone reads, and you know, in our edge. It wasn't our edge. The way we set the edge, supposed to, Orlovsky said it, no other team was.
Well, it's the one thing.
Our setting the edge last night sucked, Dan. So they were not good. But they kind of caught him off guard early in the game and weren't doing a good job of keeping him contained. I don't think they felt like they needed to really put a spy on him too many times because I think they felt like, you know, he was going to make hay with the short, intermediate, and middle of the field routes, and you don't want to take a linebacker out of that responsibility to shadow the quarterback. So I don't think they saw him as a real threat. At least early after that first drive, they kind of settled down and they kept him contained. I didn't think it was a big issue.
It did feel a little bit like, though, his athleticism maybe kind of caught him off guard with all those runs early, which I guess that's one of those things. You know it exists, and then you actually feel it for, like Harold Landry, for example, on the touchdown.
Yeah.
I think Harold Landry probably thought he was in decent position right up until he was chasing Justin Fields into the end zone, right?
Right. Yes. Probably. You know, like a lot of guys have kind of thought they were in position to tackle Drake May, and
yes,
he just runs right around him.
Yeah, ask Matthew Judon that picture he got caught in.
Yeah, I think the speed of quarterbacks can kind of take edge rushers off guard. I think they catches them off guard. I think they think they're, you know, faster than them, and they realize, okay, well, no, this guy's fast. So
I want to get into Fitzy's three-point stance, but real quick, can we put a pin in? Does this give you any concern for Lamar Jackson on the horizon, Josh Allen on the horizon? Let's get back to that at some point, because they may look at that and say, oh, yeah, interesting. I'm better than Justin Fields. What can I do to you? It is it's time, Dan Ball, so go for it.
Okay, thank you. Fitzy, your three-point stance time is now. Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
All right, here's 60 seconds for it. Go ahead.
All right, I actually just want to send out some thank yous with my three-point stance today. These thank yous go out to the following people. I would like to thank Brandon Ayuk last year for being a titanic pain in the ass when it came to wanting to or not wanting to be traded to the New England Patriots, asking for so much money that ultimately it became a no-go of a deal. I would like to thank DK Metcalf for not wanting to come and play in the Northeast when it was time for him to get traded out of the Pacific Northwest, ultimately choosing Pittsburgh, another team that Brandon Ayuk would have preferred to play on, as opposed to the New England Patriots. DK Metcalf is currently having a meh season for the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. I would also like to thank Chris Godwin for choosing to take tens of millions of dollars less than he was ultimately offered by the New England Patriots, choosing to stay in Tampa. He has yet to actually even play a game this season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, the team that was first in the NFC South that the Patriots traveled down and beat just 5 days ago in Tampa. And I would like to thank the New England Patriots for then pivoting and turning to the man who said, you know what? Yes, I'll take the offer. Yes, I'll take your money. Yes, I'll come play for you. And yes, I will be one of your leaders in an energy center on your resurgent team. That would be Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm. Or don't we need to go even further, though, Fitzy? Wasn't it Chris Godwin's girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that would be Calvin Ridley's girlfriend who didn't want to live up this way.
I'm getting confused.
Well, that was I should thank Calvin Ridley and his girlfriend, or his wife.
Yep.
Or both.
Yeah. I can't remember. If it was girlfriend or wife that said, we don't want to go up there
Depends
and play.
On the day. Is that the aspect of this team that was maybe we couldn't have envisioned working out as well as it did the most? Like, Steph Diggs, whatever our preconceived notions were of him and now what he is, also congratulations to him and Cardi B for apparently bringing their child into the world recently, whenever he's now officially a new daddy.
Well,
but
yeah, with Cardi he is. Yeah.
Yeah, and others. So, I mean, more to come. Stay tuned, more to come. But no, like, I'll speak for myself. I didn't think it was going to be this good with Stephon Diggs on the field, off the field. I did not envision it being this perfect. Even when I watch his post-game interviews, I forgot who he did it with last night. Then you listen to his Wednesday interviews, and you're like, when did this guy become the new age Matthew Slater, do and say all the right things, also catch like 10 balls?
Maybe he was, like, when things were good back in Minnesota and then Buffalo, he was talking like that. And then when it got bad, he, you know, was. But I don't think, Fitzy, I didn't know really what to expect. I was hoping that I'd get this, but I don't think I ever could have imagined that he was going to work out like this and be the leader and be kind of the bell cow for a position group that a lot of us thought was the worst on the team.
He's got 50 catches for 555 yards, I believe, and 3 touchdowns, which means that he's on pace to basically replicate what he did last year, or if not surpass what would have been a full season on the Texans. Could definitely flirt with 100 receptions, well over 85, which is what we set as a barometer of desire, like 85, which would have been 5 or a game over 17 games. He's been terrific on the field. His connection with May, like on that incredible throw in Buffalo last night, the great little side release one that he did, that little pop pass on the sideline. But then the pregame speeches, the fact that he is up front every Wednesday, you can count on the first person giving a soundbite talking about the tone and temperature of the team up to Wednesday and how the team is approaching Sunday's game. That is coming from Steph Diggs. That right there is accountability, ownership, and leadership. He is worth the $23 million and then some in the Patriots. I cannot believe I'm going to say this. They went through all those other receivers and lucked into this guy. Good for them.
You know what? It's a good point, Fitzy. And I just want you to listen to see if you catch what I catch. See if Steph Diggs says something that reminds you of anybody in at a different time in Patriots history. Take a listen to Steph Diggs' comments after the game last night.
Stephon, over 100 yards for you tonight. What's working for this offense?
Complimentary football. Defense playing well. Special teams playing well. We got a good running back. We got a good quarterback, and everybody doing their job.
That quarterback, you got a fan over there.
Oh, bro, K-Dub.
Your quarterback heard some MVP chants. What are you seeing in terms of his progression?
Just him doing his job. He's a young player that's playing extremely well. He got a decent supporting cast, but he's out there making plays. So I'm just
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're proud of them. Just looking forward to the next one.
Well, let's talk about the next one. You got Cincinnati coming up. You're 9-2. That's the best record in the NFL. How far can this team go?
Take it 1 week at a time. We'll see at the end of the year. But right now, focus on Cincinnati. Enjoy this for a little bit.
Thanks, Stephon.
Okay. He says all the right things.
Are you leading me to compare him to Bill Belichick?
Well, I was leading you to he was a different interview. But he did say after the game last night, there's people that kind of counted us out early in the season.
And that would be me.
Yeah. And so it sounded very much like a Rodney Harrison.
Oh, okay.
People didn't believe in us. People counted us out. And I'm like, there we go. There, let's go. Because where are they going to get their edge? What is the edge for this team? That was what gave us our edge in those early 2000 teams is the idea that nobody believed in us.
Right.
What is going to be the kind of edge that this team, what's the hook for this year's team? I'll be curious. I thought maybe that behind the scenes they are feeling as if people are counting them out.
Well, now I don't think they can feel that way, but they can tap into the feel that was true earlier in the year. Like, we all had doubts heading into the season, as Fitzy has said. Between, you know, June and August, we downgraded at times our record predictions and things of that nature.
Yeah, because they downgraded themselves.
Correct.
Like there was reporters reporting that they were even feeling like they didn't have the team they thought they had.
And then they started the season with an absolute dud, so we all felt validated.
Yep, exactly. Including the quarterback, who started the season with a dud, which included the offensive coordinator that started the season with a dud. So if they want to channel those feelings and what we were saying at that time, they can do that. Right now, it's harder to do because you are 9-2. You have more wins than anybody in football.
That's crazy.
Everybody says your coach is the best coach, your quarterback's the best quarterback. Like, everybody's kind of heaping praise. The rat poison, right? The Nick Saban rat poison is out there for everybody to consume. I did want to touch on this real quick, though. The running back situation. So Ramondre Stevenson sits out again with the toe injury. I'm assuming he's coming back, right? Like, they didn't place him on IR. They could have shelved him for 2 weeks. So he's coming back.
Yeah.
What is he coming back to? What does the backfield look like? Because my guy, Travion Henderson, and I did want to get to the apology. Remember yesterday I said, I need you to not be below 4 yards a carry. I'm okay with below 4. That performance was an acceptable below. Like, that's the example to me of don't just look at the box score. Because if I look at the box score, I say, only averaged 3.3 yards per carry. I thought he ran well. Right till the final play of the game, Fitzy, I said it to you on the post-game show, he picks up that first down on third down, and the game's over. They can go into victory formation, and it's a sneaky short run, but he lowers his pads and he moves. So, Travion Henderson, did he become the lead back?
No. Ramondre is still the lead back.
Okay.
I think they prefer it that way. I don't think they want to put that kind of pressure on Travion. And I think they have too much respect for Ramondre, even though he's fumbles as much as he does. I just think he's getting paid, but I think they like the cut of his jib. I just think they think he's a guy that's really more suitable for the first and second down, and Travion's a change of pace kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
But at the very least, Fitzy, if Ramondre fumbles, they're not as hesitant to put Travion Henderson out there. They've seen it for a couple weeks.
No, he has now shown you elite speed on the outside. He can take it straight up the gut for a home run. His pass catching has now caught up, and he can take it between the tackles. There were a lot of like hard pad crashes that we heard last night on the Amazon broadcast. But also, guys, the pass pro is finally coming into form as well. I saw him pick up a couple of blitzers last night and eat a face full of jets and not get bowled over, which was very impressive.
Yeah. It's also important because if you get Drake May killed, well, we're going to kill you.
Yes.
That is the franchise.
Yep.
Ted has professed him as a quarterback unlike any he's
Correct.
Ever seen before. Protect him.
Yep. If there was a – you said, okay, we can pick any player in the NFL to start your team, the first pick for me would be Drake May.
Wow.
That's who something. I would pick first.
Yep. You and Dan Orlovsky both, huh?
I'm finally just coming out. I'm not holding back. I'm telling you exactly how I feel. Finally, damn it. I wanted to say it about a month ago, but then I would have been ridiculed, and so shame on me for letting you guys influence me.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. We see you lining up, reacting to Drake May's performance, Travion Henderson's performance. Patriots beat the Jets. Is there anything you didn't like, or was that a good workmanlike win? And we also need to get to Bart Scott. Apparently there is somebody, Ted, who doesn't think Drake is great, who doesn't think the Patriots are great. It might just be a former Jet, and isn't that appropriate? We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.